Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be
Contending for the Faith broadcast, and yes, we are the ready church, trying to be ready when Jesus comes. Oh, yes, he's soon to come. Oh, don't you see the signs? Oh, signs of judgment is all around about us. Oh, time is winding up. Oh, get in a hurry, run for your life. Oh, the soon coming King is on his way back. Can't you see the signs of the times? I tell you, it's a blessing to be able to come back to you once again. And I tell you, God is good, and in spite of everything that's going on around about us, God is able to keep us from falling. He said, I keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Oh, yes, the battle's in your mind today, brothers and sisters. The enemy is after your mind today. But today I have my special guest. I tell you. I have my special guest back again. I don't know how long I'll be bringing him on, but I'll be bringing him as long as the Lord tells me to. So anyway, I'm hoping that you're enjoying the word like I am. I tell you, oh, I'm like Jeremiah. It's like fire shut up in my bones on today. I tell you, I have Pastor Harris back with me once again. I'm telling you, it's another day that the Lord has kept us. Oh, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And today we will be discussing the crippled church. I tell you, the church is crippled. I tell you, but the word of God will straighten you up and straighten you out. God bless you, Pastor. Glad to have you today.
God bless you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Once again, I tell you, the word is just so good, you know. So today, Pastor, you come to talk to us about the crippled church. I'm telling you, the church is really in a terrible state today.
Yes. Acts chapter 3, amen, we see Peter and John. And the scripture reads, and now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, yes, being the ninth hour. The Bible says that and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, in whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Amen. Our host, just share with you concerning the church, that the church is crippled. Amen. The church is crippled spiritually. Amen. It's going to take the hand of the Lord reaching out and pulling us up off of our places of just sitting and just standing and just doing nothing, lame in our walk with God. But the Bible says here, amen, that Peter and John saw this particular man laying at the gate. Amen. He was in front of the church wanting to receive an offering. Amen. And we have today in our church today, they are preaching prosperity instead of integrity. Amen. They're preaching prosperity instead of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here were two men of God that they valued prayer. Amen. If God is ever going to release anything in your life, it's going to be through you on your face before God. He said, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves, submit themselves, commit themselves, humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, the Bible said, then will you hear from heaven. Amen. But we have a lot of preachers today, amen, they are preaching prosperity. Amen. I believe that you got to experience the battlefield before you experience the harvest field. Amen. That there's going to be spiritual warfare before you actually get to that place of supernatural release from God. It is prayer that unleashes the power of God. And here were two men of God that were in partnership. They were in agreement. Amen. We got a lot of folk, amen, that may say they agree with you in word, but in actions and in deed, they really are not in agreement. But here, two men of God, they saw a particular man that sat in front of the church, the beautiful gates of the church. Amen. And we got a lot of folks sitting outside of the church, parameters of the church, and we have not spoken the word of God to them. And one thing that they had established that they were full and they were filled of, they was full of the word and full of the Holy Ghost. And God wants somebody in the house of God. He wants us to be filled and full of the word of God and full of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that this Peter and John extended his hand to this man, this crippled man, symbolizing the church. The church has been crippled by this spirit of prosperity that preachers are preaching today. God wants some men of strength and of courage to stand up boldly and declare the deliverance power of God, to declare the name of Jesus. He said, silver and gold have I none, but I come to give you something more than what money can buy. Come on.
All right.
I come to give you Jesus.
All right.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And there's a lot of folk who are preaching Jesus, but there was only one that came from Nazareth who the scripture said God has anointed to heal the sick and those that were possessed of devils.
All right.
Amen. God wants to anoint the church again.
Yes.
But the church has to go in that place of consecration before God and seek God's face in prayer and that the presence of God might rest upon us. And Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach.
All right.
Come on. He has anointed me to set those that are held captive by the devil, to bind them up and cast the devil out. The church is crippled, but I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is raising up some Peters, some Johns, and he raising up some mighty men and women of God that have been in the prayer closet. And God is about to release them in the forefront, amen, to proclaim the word of God that many souls might be set free by the power of the word and the power of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said that as he reached out and lifted him up by his right hand,
right,
that this man received strength. Amen. The only way that we're going to get strength, it is from the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. The only way that we're going to get healing, it is from the Lord. In the name of Jesus. He said, in my name shall you cast out devils. Those who believe God, those who take hold of the word of God, those, amen, who have an understanding of the word of God and applying the word of God and walking it out. Come on. Miracles can take place in your life. We still serve that Jesus, the Jesus of Nazareth. He can heal your mind. Come on.
Yes.
He can heal your soul, your emotions, and your sick body.
Yes.
And we declare the word of the Lord over the airways that in his name,
Jesus,
in the authority of the name of Jesus,
yes,
you shall be healed.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Pastor, I tell you, Lord have mercy. I tell you, it's like fire shut up in my bones today. I tell you, the joy of the Lord is our strength on today. And it's the only thing that's going to be able to keep us in this last hour and to help us to stand in this last hour is the word of God. The word of God says everything is going down but the word. Everything that you need is in the name of Jesus. That's what the devil don't want you to call on the name of Jesus, because he knows there is power in the name of Jesus on today. I tell you, if you're sick in your body, you sick in your mind. Some people are walking around just mentally ill because of the things that they have let into them, to their spirit. But on today, we want you to know that there's still power in that name. That's why the enemy don't want you to call on that name. He don't want you, just to praise him and to worship the true and living God. He's trying to build up these men and women to try to take God's place, just like Satan did when he was in heaven. It wasn't enough that he was a musician, but the enemy wants to take over. And you look today, you see all these pastors that's being lifted up over the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But God don't want us to lift up man. He wants you to lift up the one that made the man. His name is Jesus. It's in Christ alone you have to place your trust in this last hour. You got to keep your focus. As I keep telling you, you're walking through a minefield today. And anything that the enemy can use to try to destroy your mind and to draw you away from the presence of God, to draw you away from his anointed, anything that try to lead you away from the name of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, that's what the enemy wants to do. That's why you better use the name of Jesus, because the enemy wants to get rid of the name of Jesus. But there's power in his name on today.
Amen.
I'm telling you, everything you need is in the name of Jesus. Isn't that right, Pastor?
Praise God.
I tell you, it reminds me of the church today. When I was reading, Jeremiah, that's just where I stay. It seems like I'm just, I get frustrated when I see all the things that are taking place in the house of God. And, sometimes I feel like Jeremiah, I just want to just shut my mouth and just never say anything to the people, because you minister to them sometimes. It seems like they're just not getting it. And it seems like they just love the world more than the things of God. And, the word of God tells us in the book of John, he talks about love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's what the word says. So if you're loving the things in the world and your heart is for the things in the word of God says the love of the Father is not in you. It's not what we're saying. It's what the word is saying. We got to realize that that's what we have to stay in this last hour, in the word of God. Anything that's coming against you, go to the word of God.
Yes.
You was talking about meditating on him. You think on him. Think on the things, that the Lord will have you to think on, lovely, pure things, righteousness. In this day and time, it's like no standards, It's not about righteousness, but it's about righteous living. It is a lifestyle. We know that people are saying today, preachers are saying, you can just do whatever you want to do. You can be like Lucy. But you can't be like Lucy and call yourself being in the name of Jesus. You got to stick with the word of God. We know that the enemy comes to play with our minds. Even right now, while we're ministering to you, the enemy is mad. Oh, yes, he is. He's throwing dots, his fiery dots at our minds while we're trying to bring forth the word. But we know that everything is going down. So, Satan, everything is going down but the name and the word of God today. We're going to continue to speak his word, to stand on his word, because that is the only thing that's not going down today.
Amen.
I tell you, as I was saying, when I was thinking about the book of Jeremiah, I've been in there reading chapter 16, 17, 18, 19. But I'm telling you, how they was talking about, when they went down to the Valley of Hinnom, and how, everything was going on in that entire little city. And I was thinking, it was like a garbage dumpster. That's the way the church is looking today. You're talking about a crippled church. They're crippled because there's so much garbage in the house of God. He wants the garbage to come out.
Amen.
And when you get the garbage out, you can stand up and walk straight. Ain't that right, Pastor?
Praise God.
You won't be crippled no longer.
Amen. Amen. You can be healed in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Amen. There's a lot of doctrine that have crippled, false doctrine.
Yes.
Teachings that are not biblical have crippled people in the house of God. Because these preachers, amen, these people that go to the seminary, which are spiritually cemeteries,
dead
men preach dead sermons.
All right.
And dead sermons kill.
Yes.
Preachers are preaching theory instead of the gospel. They are preaching fables, fiction, and philosophy instead of the word of God. And one thing we notice about Peter and John, they had a prayer life. They had communion with God. And a lot of preachers today, come on, they are very educated and theological astute.
Yes.
But they have no life in the presence of God, communing with God, in the presence of the power of God, worshiping God and praising God. And Peter and John showed the example that they were going to the temple. They were going to the house of God to pray. Jesus never taught his disciples how to preach. But the secret and the success of his ministry was his prayer life. And any preacher that is preaching the word of God, if you're going to be successful, come on, if you're going to be an anointed man and woman of God, amen, you've got to be a man and a woman of prayer. And the Bible says that these men, they were men of prayer. They were men of the word of God. And the power of God came upon Peter and John. And they spoke the name of Jesus over this particular man that was crippled.
Uh-huh.
And God is going to raise up mighty men and women of God again to speak healing to this crippled spiritual church today. Amen. To defy the spirit, amen, that's been crept into the house of God.
Yes.
False doctrine and false prophets.
Yes.
The spirit of the Lord is going to deal with these spirits that have crept into the house of God. He is raising men and women now on the wilderness and in the wilderness to bring them to the forefront.
Yes.
To declare the word of God that you can be healed today.
Yes.
That you
yes.
can be delivered. And we noticed that when this man got his healing,
come on.
Just wasn't quiet about it.
Come on, Pastor.
Amen. There are some churches that want you to be quiet about what God has done for you, that God delivered you, that God gave you a testimony. The Bible said that this man, when Peter took his hand, that the power of God went in his ankles and he stood up on his feet. He never stood up on his feet. And he stood on his feet, the Bible said, and began to walk. And the second step, the Bible said he leaped and then he praised God.
Yes.
Amen. Any time that God does anything for you, you should forever be grateful and give God the praise.
Yes.
And the Bible said that he went in the temple of God and did the same thing. He walked and he leaped
yes.
and he praised God.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And the Bible says that these men of God, they didn't go on TBN. Amen. They didn't write a book.
Come on.
But they glorified God. They told where the honor and the glory should go back to God. Don't worship me, Peter said.
All right.
John said, don't worship me. Come on, I don't want to be on TBN. Come on, I don't want to be on CBN. Come on, you don't have to sign me on the book release, but all I want to do is to give glory to
glory.
God. And God wants to bring glory. He wants to bring honor, amen, to in this earth realm. And he wants to show men and women everywhere, come on, that I am the healer. Come on, that I am the great physician, that
yes.
I am the deliverer. Come on,
oh, yes,
I can
is.
Do anything but fail. And the Bible said that these men, amen, they were in partnership.
Yes.
They were in agreement. The Bible said that one can chase 1,000 demons. And the Bible said also two that are in the power of agreement,
yes.
the power of agreement. Come
yes.
on. They were in agreement in word and in spirit. And as a result, the power of God was
yes.
unleashed.
Yes.
And the reason why, come on, the power of God is not being unleashed in those who say that they believe and trust God. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And
right.
Come on, anybody that believes, anybody
believe.
That has faith in God, that confidence in God. God said, I will release power through
yes.
them. Come on. I will release deliverance through them.
Yes.
Come on. God can use anybody that make themselves available. Your greatest availability, ability is your availability
yes.
to God.
Yes. Woo, I tell you, Pastor, oh, my goodness, I tell you, I just feel like jumping and running and leaping like the man that was crippled. Oh, I tell you, after hearing a word like that, that ought to straighten up everything that ain't right inside of you today. I tell you, there's power in the word of God. There's power in the name of Jesus. I tell you, can't you feel the power, the anointing of the Lord, the presence of the Lord right there in your home, right there in your car, wherever you are. You ought to feel the anointing and the presence of God, that God's power is still great. He's still Almighty God. Even in the midst of everything that's going on around about us, God is still Almighty God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, Pastor, I mean, you got cussing pastors, and I mean, they're saying in it everything out of their flesh today, you know, and telling people that it's not about sin, it's just about love today. You know, I mean, the enemy, I mean, he is just working. He's trying to work his little thing because he knows he has but a short time. And he knows he's running out of time. But we know that the word of God says he that committed sin is of the devil. And now they're trying to make people feel that the devil don't exist. Well, who you think is out here killing and stealing and destroying? That is the attributes of what the enemy comes to do, to kill, steal, and to destroy your life today. But we can tell you, if you hear a word of God like you're hearing today, I tell you, you're going to rise up and walk. You will never be crippled again.
Amen.
I tell you, Jesus will straighten you up and straighten you out
yes,
through
will.
The word of God on today. Ain't that right, Pastor?
Amen.
I tell you.
Some successful pastors today.
Yes.
Amen. That we see on the international scene, a lot of them are arrogant.
All right.
And high-minded. Amen. The Bible said that we ought not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to.
All right.
And it has begun beyond just being grounded. They are arrogant and they are high-minded. Amen. The Bible, amen, lets us know that we should be taking territory for God.
Yes.
Amen. You should be, amen, have a damaging effect on the evil and on the devil today.
Yes.
Amen. On the devil's kingdom. Amen. Every morning when you wake up, come on, the devil ought to get nervous. Come on, he ought to be terrified.
All right, Pastor.
Amen. Fearing what the Lord is going to do through your life today. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. You were born and you were created to do the will of God.
Yes.
Amen. And a lot of times when God gives you a promise, amen, also there comes a problem, but God will use you and he will use your life.
Yes, he will.
Amen. To bring the answer, that God will build your character. And that's what's wrong in the house of God. Come on, we got a lot of folks that are in ministry, their character, it is questionable. It is shaky. Come on. It is not persistent. Amen. With what God wants us to be. John said, I must decrease as he increased.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Peter and John had no hidden agenda, only to do what God has them to do at that moment. God wants you to build people.
Yes.
Amen. And I know folks are building big million-dollar edifices. Amen. It ain't nothing wrong with a building, but our central message is to preach the gospel and to build people's lives.
That's it, Pastor.
Whose life are you building?
Yes,
God. Amen. Who are you seeing, amen, being healed and being delivered, amen, and being sober, come on, and being set free by the power of God? And God wants to use you today that many lives might be changed and transformed by the power of God.
Yes, Lord. I mean, you're right, Pastor. I mean, it's so much stuff that's taking place in our world today. I mean, you got people out here, you know, that's battling drug addictions and, I mean, you know, and been sexually abused. And all these pastors is thinking about is just packing their pockets with more money instead of doing what, you know, the word of God told us to do, to preach the word of God so that these people can be set free. I mean, a lot of the ones that's in the church, they testify that God brought them out. God delivered you from drugs, and God delivered you from homosexuality, and God delivered you from things. And now you allow the enemy to talk to your mind to take you back where God brought you from. We're not to go back and be entangled in the yoke of bondage again, to go back into slavery. God has set you free. He lifted you up. If you were crippled today, he's trying to straighten you up today.
Yes.
The word will straighten you up. You don't have to no longer be where you can't walk anymore, but you can stand up and leap and run and praise God on today.
Yes. Amen. We need to preach that devil-busting message.
Oh, yes.
Amen. We are in the devil-busting business.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
The Bible
says that Philip was a deacon.
All right.
And he went down to Samaria, and he preached Christ unto them.
Yes.
Amen. He put the devil out of business.
All right.
Amen. When you really make an effect, amen, on the devil's kingdom, come on. Come on, you put some things out of business. Come on, we ought to shut some things down because of the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And the Bible says that even Philip, being a deacon, the Bible said he preached the gospel.
The gospel.
Amen. Only God could anoint and confirm what you preach when you preach what he tells you to preach.
Yes.
The Bible said, go ye into all the world and to preach the message of salvation of Jesus. And the Bible says that God, that heaven will confirm the word that we preach. When we preach salvation, folks' hearts are going to get convicted and they're going to get saved because of the Holy Spirit of God at work in the word of God. Amen. When we preach, amen, the word of God, come on, God is going to do something way down deep in the heart of that person. Hallelujah. Either the gospel will make you shouting mad or shouting glad.
All right.
And we need to preach the message of the gospel today. The Bible said to preach in season and out of season. Come on, when they want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it.
Yes.
Amen. And one thing that was noticeable about Peter and John, they were in agreement.
Yes.
Amos 3:3 said, how can two walk together except they agree?
Yes.
The power of agreement.
Yes.
The Bible said in Deuteronomy 30:32. The Bible said one can chase 1,000,
yes,
and two 10,000. Come on, saints. When we walk in agreement,
yes,
with the word of God,
the word.
Amen, then the word of God and the Spirit, then great things will be released. Mighty things will be released and begin to break loose. Amen. Wherever that we go.
Yes.
Amen. In the name, of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. We're just trying to speak word that will bring liberty and liberation and freedom to you.
To you, yes.
To let you know, come on, you don't have to be bound, but you can be free today.
Oh, yes.
In the name of Jesus. You can rise up out of that spirit that cripple you spiritually. That cripple you in every way.
Yes.
Amen. That the devil has robbed you. Come on. That he has molested you. And
yes.
Taking away what God says belongs to you. God has given you some wonderful promise. And we need to take hold of that word of God and be filled with the word and to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
God. And God can do great and mighty things in our lives.
Oh, yes. I mean, Pastor, you know, most of Jesus' ministry was what? Casting out devils. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know. I mean, to heal the sick and to raise the dead, you know, that was his, you know, ministry. And that's the greatest work that you do. Ain't that right?
Amen.
So we're supposed to be doing the same thing. It's all about, you know, ministering to people. It's not about you, but it's about, you know, preaching the word of God to people. Pastor, can you lead us into prayer?
Father, we thank you right now for this time of ministry. Lord God, we pray that the ears of the hearers, oh God, that the impartation of the word will go deep and go and the deep call up in the deep, Lord God, and we ask that the Spirit of God would do a work that only which he can do.
Yes, God.
And that God might be glorified through Jesus Christ. And we come against that spirit that have crippled you. We say to you right now, rise up in the name of Jesus and take your place in Christ. where we are seated. Come on, we stand and we walk in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I tell you, the word of God is our only hope in this last hour. We pray we here at the Reddit Church are really making a difference in your life. I mean, call your neighbor, call your friends, call them and tell them that the Contender for the Faith is on every week to try to make a difference in your life, because the soon coming King, oh, he's coming. I know people are living like Jesus is not coming, but he's coming back. Oh, yes, he is. You can call us today at 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304. I'm telling you, the soon coming King, oh, he's on his way back. Can't you see the sign? I think, do we have a caller? I see we have a caller.
Hello?
Caller, are you there?
Oh, yes, yes, ma'am. How are you, First Lady? This is Sister Candy.
Hi.
All right. I was listening to the message. Fine. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. And I just want to say thank the. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, honey.
Oh, yes. I heard the word of God come forth just a few minutes ago, and it. Truly taking a stand for the word of God, and that's what we're going to need. I'm speaking of myself now in these last days. It's the true word of God that is able to keep us from falling. And I just thank God, you know, for his word, and thank God for the radio broadcast. It's been a blessing, and I will truly share this with my neighbors and, you know, and get them to call in and, you know, just to hear a true word from the Lord, and maybe they would, you know, seek for prayer as well. But I thank God for what he's doing, and the word of God is what we're going to need in this last day and in this last hour. So I just thank God for what y'all are doing.
Right.
Keep on keeping on. And
okay. Well, God bless you. Love you. Caller, are you there? Another caller we have.
And praise the Lord. Thank God for the word. I thank God for the word about the crippled church. And it's so true. You know, I was thinking about all these pastors, T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, Leroy Thompson, Jamal Bryant, you know, how they are crippling God's church, how they are being lifted up instead of the name of Jesus being lifted up. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself. But if they're not preaching salvation, healing, and deliverance, how else will people be able to call on the name of Jesus? I just thank God for the Ready Church. I thank God for the message on tonight, because I know, too, it was the gospel of Jesus Christ that set me free tonight. So I thank God for you continue to preach the word of God in these last and evil days. God bless you, Ready Church. Love you.
Love you, too. God bless you.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right, and they both.